This summer, towns in southern New Hampshire are breaking ground on what will become the state's largest regional water system. It's being built in part with money from a huge settlement between New Hampshire and gas companies, including ExxonMobil, that used to produce MTBE, a chemical that polluted local drinking water. NHPR's Sarah Gibson visited a town that's been struggling with this contamination for decades and has finally found a solution.
If you need something fixed and plastered out, chances are you come to Westville True Value Hardware. It has rows of plumbing fixtures, gardening supplies, even kids' bounce houses for rent.
So I'm going to bring you down to the dungeon here.
Paul Sickle owns the store. It's been in his family for over 50 years, and his well is ground zero for Plastow's saga with the chemical MTBE. It all started in his basement. One day in 1985...
The basement filled up with fumes from gasoline.
This basement?
This basement. Like, they called the fire department, we've got a leak, there's something going on. It was fumes. It was from across the street and coming up through.
Across the street, at the time, was a gas station. Sickle says its gas tank had been leaking thousands of gallons of gasoline into the ground. It had permeated the soil and polluted wells. At the time, gasoline contained the additive MTBE. It's carcinogenic, and once it's in the groundwater, it's there to stay.
For the longest time, I had the distinction of having the dirtiest well in the state of New Hampshire.
After the pollution was discovered, the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services started testing nearby wells and found dozens with MTBE. So starting that year, the state began installing filtration systems.
So this is the system that they developed.
Sickle walks me over to a labyrinth of tubes and cylinders with carbon filters that have been extracting gasoline from his well water for the last 35 years.
It goes to the bottom of that tank and it goes.
It's an intensive and expensive process that requires regular upkeep by the state.
These cylinders are 18 inches in diameter and they're 4 feet high. Mm-hmm. And when they change the carbon filter, it is the smelliest, nastiest. It's considered hazardous material because that's where all the petrochemicals are captured.
It's taken a long time for Sickle to finally feel safe drinking this filtered water. Contamination has been a huge headache for him and others in Plastow. I took a drive with town manager Mark Pearson to see where else MTBE had traveled.
So all of these houses, all of these properties, all have MTBE contamination.
There are over 50 parcels in Plastow with MTBE, and that's not all. Just last year, the town discovered toxic PFAS chemicals in well water near Sickle's hardware store. Plus, Pearson says there's the naturally occurring chemicals common in wells all over the state.
So there's people that just have bad water. It's not contaminated water. It's just got arsenic in it, or it's got radon in it, or it's you know, discolored, or it discolors their clothes, high iron.
And the thing is, there's nowhere else for people to get water in Plastow. The town has no big rivers, no big ponds, no municipal water system to draw from if your well goes bad. So Plastow and state officials started looking elsewhere.
This is the outlet to Lake Massabesic.
20 miles northwest of Plastow sits Lake Massabesic. 2,500 acres, 15 billion gallons of water. The public utility Manchester Water Works sells this water to Manchester and surrounding towns. Most of the shoreline is fenced off. There are barely any houses, just boats, blue herons, and loons.
You go out on Lake Massabesic, it's like going back in time. That's about the simplest way I can put it. It's really pretty out there.
David Miller runs the treatment plant just a few hundred feet from the shore. A few years ago, he and a group of state officials, engineers, and town managers got together to figure out how to get this water to Plastow and other towns with MTBE contamination and limited water supply.
Good, how are you?
Inside the treatment plant, Miller shows me a room full of massive pumps that send treated water out to the utility's clients. With the new Southern New Hampshire Regional Water Interconnection Project, Manchester Water Works will begin selling up to 3 million gallons per day to its southern neighbors. As for the pipes to get it there, the state is spending $27 million from the MTBE lawsuits to build the main pipe, running 14 miles from Derry to Plastow through Salem, Windham, and Atkinson. all these towns and their utility companies have agreed to do their part to build and maintain the connecting pipes, meters, and water storage units.
So this is a solution that is spanning multiple municipalities.
Erin Holmes is at the Department of Environmental Services. She's helped facilitate much of this process. She says water systems are usually local matters, personal even. Nearly half of the state's residents are on their own well, and regions rarely collaborate on water issues.
You go in anywhere in New Hampshire, you're going to find towns that won't talk to their neighbors. They don't work together. And I think part of this is showing, you know, in this era with contamination, you can't just put your walls up with your neighbor. You have to work together.
Senator Chuck Morse is from Salem, one of the towns affected by MTBE that will get lots of water from the new pipe. He says until now, the prevalence of contamination and a limited water supply has stymied growth.
A lot of people want to move in here, and a lot of people want the opportunity to build here. By bringing this source into the communities, it'll help with the local debates because they'll know they have enough water.
Enough water could mean more development in southern New Hampshire. And conservationists worry that could lead to new environmental problems. And that's not the only unknown. When people with bad wells start to hook up to this system by the end of 2020, they'll have to pay for municipal water for the first time. They don't know yet how much this will cost, but they do know the water will be cleaner than what's in their wells today. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.